Hello, this is Matt Dunn with Damaged Goods on Little Riley Radio, and I'm here at The Cave in Chapel Hill, and I'm here with a band called Raise. They just played a great set here, and they are from Oakland, California. Is that right?
That's correct.
Yes. Correct.
And Raise, I was wondering if you could introduce yourselves.
Alexa.
And what do you play, Alexa?
I play drums.
I'm Troy, and I play guitar.
Stanley, I play guitar and sing.
And am I wrong, or have I interviewed you guys before, or am I just imagining that?
Deja vu.
Yeah, I know. It's like...
Hopefully our answers are different this time.
Well, I think...
We're actually the same band. We just killed everybody and renamed ourselves.
Well, Alexa, I've technically interviewed three of your bands, so that might be like a record there.
Yes, well... I wasn't in Life Stinks when you interviewed them, but technically, yes.
Yeah. So how many bands are you in currently?
I'd say like 4.5.
4.5?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're
not going to elaborate on that.
You're in a great band called Beatniks, right? Is that with Andy Human?
Yeah.
From Andy Human and the Reptoids?
Yeah, and Stanley. He's in it.
Oh, you're in it too.
Stanley am also in the Beatniks with Andy Human.
Well, Brandon from Neck Chop Records, he actually sent me that record, so I had never heard it, but I was really into it, so.
Nice.
Amazing. Did you know that we have another record?
No, I did not.
That was put out in Italy on Goodbye Boozy Records.
Oh, it's on Goodbye Boozy. I'll have to listen to that then. I don't think I've heard that one.
Might be better. Might be worse. It's hard to say.
It's all right.
Well, so how long has Raise been a band for?
Like 2.5 years?
Yeah.
Our first show was on New Year's Eve, 2014 into 15.
Way back when?
Way back
in the day.
And how did everyone in the band first meet each other?
Troy and Eva saw me and Alexa's older band called Turner, and they were big fans, and Eva was a booker in San Francisco and got us to play at some of her shows. And the band disintegrated, and we decided we should start a new band with Eva. And then Troy followed shortly after.
Yeah. I was an add-on.
Yeah?
They needed some keyboard.
He's the baby of the group.
I'm the baby. I'm the old man baby.
Is this your first cross-country tour?
Yes.
Yeah, we went up through the Northwest, but this is first Midwest, East Coast.
Yeah, it's not quite a cross country because we flew to Chicago, so it's kind of like half. We didn't go through the Southwest or anything, but...
And is it true that you are playing a show with The Fall coming up later this year?
Apparently so, yes. In Louisville, Kentucky.
And what's the name of that festival again?
Cropped Out.
Cropped Out. And how insane is that? That's...
Pretty
That's
baller.
Crazy.
Yeah, also Royal Chucks and Peter Broetzmann as well. And
yeah, I love Royal Chucks.
Many other, yeah.
Lots of new bands crazy that I like. Bands.
Yeah. Cowboys
are
playing.
Yeah, the Cowboys, yeah.
Yeah.
Booyah.
David Nance.
Oh,
great
David
man.
Nance is playing too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe you'll do like an on-stage jam session with The Fall? Or?
I hope so.
Like an all-star maybe. Jam?
Talk kinda? To Marky Smith's PR manager people.
Right.
So we can make this happen.
It's been mentioned that we'll become the new backing band.
It could happen. You never know. I'm going to see them at Babies All Right in New York City. They're playing a 5-night residency
in
September 12th.
Nice.
So I'm really excited. It's my favorite band, so I never thought I'd get to see them. So kind
amazing.
Of
amazing.
Congratulations. The same thing.
Yeah.
And now we get to play with them.
That's right. Yeah. Well, so have you played any festivals before?
Recently.
We played one on this tour so far called Dumbfest in Springfield, Illinois.
What's that like?
A lot of hardcore punk bands. We were definitely the odd band playing it.
How were you received, though, by that crowd?
There was some pretty, bobbing going on.
We had good friends there who danced along.
Yeah.
Was it like dancing out of guilt, or was it like genuine dancing?
I think it was I saw the backs of their heads in the video and they were rocking out, so I think it was pretty genuine.
Yeah.
We also played a street festival in Chicago, like Due to Vision Fest.
What is it called?
Outdoors. Due to Vision. It was a lot of yuppies.
It was fun.
How did that go over with the yuppies?
Before
we played,
maybe
bobbing their heads.
There was a lot of people swaying gently to indie rock music, and then we kind of fucked up the vibe.
Were they didn't know how to respond to your band?
We also had some friends there who were rocking out, but the other people, I think, they were still bobbing their heads, maybe.
Maybe.
They just weren't swaying.
Yeah.
Right.
As a side note, it was sponsored by Boxed Water, and we got tons of free boxed water.
Oh, boxed water.
Boxed water is better.
Did you have to drink a bunch on stage and talk about how great it was?
No.
I just got to drink it backstage and keep hydrated in the hot weather.
What do you think is going to be Ray's big sellout moment? Like, what are you planning to do? What's your going to be your corporate sponsorship?
Probably. Culver's.
Oh, yeah.
What, Culver's?
Yeah, Ray's in the World might do a Culver's tour.
Tour. Yeah.
Play at all the Culver's locations.
Wait, Culver's, is that a restaurant? Or?
Yeah, they make butter burgers, and they sell custard.
Oh, I've never been to one. I don't think we have them here yet, so.
Yeah, it's worthwhile. Check it out. Culver's.
They could do kind of like their own version of a Happy Meal, but they could have like Ray's a Ray's. Yeah, they could have like a... Ray's action figures, something like that. Yeah, would you be into that?
Culver's is the world's favorite spot, and we've been talking about it this whole tour, trying to convince Troy and Eva to go, but we actually haven't even eaten there yet. Troy doesn't like fast food.
I kind of hate snob. Fast food.
Yeah.
No, I'm not a snob.
His body is a wonderland.
My body rejects it.
He only eats big boxes of arugula when we're on tour.
You only eat paleo meals from Whole Foods.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Punk rock is healthy these days, right?
Yeah, the guy from Cro-Mags.
Well, I also just drink beer all night, so.
Right,
it so
kind of evens
out. Itself
out. Right.
No fast food, but beer all night.
Right. How long have you been on tour for so far?
13 days?
Yeah, something like that. 13, 14 days.
We're about halfway through.
Yeah. And what's been the best show so far?
Ooh.
It's hard to say.
Or they all been equally
Last night was
amazing.
Really good.
They've mostly all been really good.
Minneapolis was amazing.
Yeah. Chicago was awesome.
Chicago was awesome.
Where did you play in Chicago?
Well, after the day after the festival, we played at Archer Ballroom, which is like a, you know.
It's like a house show or something, you know, basically.
I don't want to put it on the air.
Right,
but,
right.
Anyways, we played with some really good bands, and it was just a really good night. Good start to tour.
Have you ever played on Chica Go Go? Have you seen the the cable access show in Chicago?
No. Well, that sounds amazing.
I've seen it. It's cool. Some friends of mine have done that.
Yeah, it's a children's dance show. And on cable access in Chicago, and they've had a lot of punk bands on there. No Bunny has been on there several times.
Did Sick Alps do it? I don't know if you know.
I don't know if they did. Yeah, that's right. Shannon Clams were on there too.
Warm Soda, I think, or something.
a bunch of bands were on there, and I love to see these kids dancing to No Bunny. It's awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah, that
would be fun. What would we play if we played that? What song?
We play Drop Dead.
Yeah, there you go. We'll see.
So what is your favorite Ray's song to play live?
It's a good question. I've been liking to play the song Downtown.
That's a pretty good one.
It's not a cover of the oldies classic, right?
By the Tool.
Things will be great.
No.
I kind of like to see that, actually.
That would be fun. What else? I don't know. What do you guys like to play?
Drop Dead's always fun. Yeah. Theater of Lunacy is great.
Yeah. Got some new songs for this tour. I'm working on. What about you, Stanley?
They're all fun. I don't know. It's a hard question.
We live for this. This is our... we have much joy.
It's getting steamy in here.
Yeah,
it really is. You can't hear that, but it is steamy. Do you guys ever do cover songs live, or is that not something you...
We did when we first started.
We did a go-between song and a Wire song.
Oh, that, which Wire song?
Which one did... Mannequin, sorry.
Oh, nice. It's a great one.
What was the go-between song?
Don't Let Him Come Back.
Yeah. Those are the only two we've done live.
I wanted to bring some more cover songs into
There's
it,
talk
no
of doing, what's the, Sherlock Holmes,
Sherlock Holmes
by Sparks.
Yeah.
Oh, Sparks is awesome. That would be, that'd be great.
Yeah.
You should do that.
Pull it off.
What is the best venue to play in the Oakland area?
tough right now. A lot of places.
White Horse is cool.
Yeah, White Horse. Yeah, definitely. You're gonna say the Nightlight.
No,
not into that.
No, White Horse is awesome.
Yeah, that's one of the best spots.
Octopus is cool.
Yeah, it's like an all ages place, which is hard to find right now. Starline is this like fancy venue that used to be like a totally DIY place, like this big ballroom. It was really cool, but now it's like a really fancy venue, but they still feed you really well when you play there and give you drinks, so it's okay.
How many releases has Ray's put out so far?
Just one album. We have a tour tape of demos. That's pretty much it.
Yeah. That album, is that on Trouble in Mind Records?
Mm-hmm.
And how did you get hooked up with Trouble in Mind Records?
Well, I met Bill at some world shows and ran into him when he was on tour with Ultimate Painting. And Ray's had played with Negative Scanner.
Yeah,
and they
kind of talked to Negative Scanner and they
recommended kind of
pointed
it.
Us in that direction.
Yeah,
they said you should send your music to our label because it sounds like you guys, our owner of the label, would like it.
Owners, sorry.
Yeah.
Forget about Lisa.
Yeah.
And anyways, yeah, it just happened really fast. It was like the first people we sent it to, and we just went with it.
Negative Scanner, that's a great band out of Chicago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen them live yet, but I would love to.
They're amazing live, and they have a new album in the works. Their new song's Smoke.
Yeah. They're baller.
Yeah.
Baller, awesome.
Baller's the new tour term.
Yeah.
It's kind
there
of
you
embarrassing.
Go.
Copyright.
Thanks
Ian
to
Teal.
Copyright.
Yeah. Copyright.
Is your new release going to be the Baller EP, or?
Probably not.
Probably not.
We're probably going to get really sick of it in the next few days, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Where can people go online if they want to hear Ray's music?
We have a, blog. It's just raysoakland.tumblr.com. And there's a SoundCloud page, but...
SoundCloud.
I don't remember the URL right now, but it's definitely up there. Or raysoakland.bandcamp.com.
Oh, last question.
Yeah.
I know that Danzig for the Misfits, he will not autograph bootlegs. So, if someone had a Ray's bootleg, would you autograph it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course. You would.
Yes. I would probably autograph it Danzig.
Yeah.
You're not sure if you would, Alexa?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'd have to wait and see.
You have to consult your team of lawyers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When they handed it to me to autograph, I'd probably just put it in my pocket and just run away.
Even if it was an LP.
Listen. Yeah.
Put it all in your
pocket.
Yeah, all 100 bootlegs.
Just fold it up.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thanks for talking to us today on Damaged Goods.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Amazing.
Yeah.